bong. Welcome back to Fourth and Gold Podcast. I am your host, Janaea Lazenby.
I am Zach Gaines.
I'm Jackson DeLulo.
I'm Brandon Mraz.
Let's get into it. Talk about the first game that we have is Alabama versus New Mexico State. Hey, Alabama beat the over-under. I'm happy. Yeah, if you're happy, you know, clap your hands.
Great, good teams win. Great teams cover.
Great teams cover, and Alabama has proven that they are a great team.
Bad. They needed this. They needed a win like this bad. A couple injuries. I mean, Roydell going down sucks. Everybody else was reported fairly healthy and would be back within a week or two. So, on the injury front, it sucks. But you know, we got out of a lot of them. I don't know. They needed a win like this. They needed to be dominant. They needed to look like they were dominant. They needed to kind of experiment with the play calls. I thought Bill O'Brien got a little bit more aggressive towards the middle of the game, towards the end of the game. It looked a lot better. They just needed a game like this where they could go out there and try new things and understand, oh, we can do this, you know, on defense, or, oh, we can do this on offense. So I'm interested to see what happens against Arkansas this week, but this was – Alabama needed this.
Yes, I'm very excited for Arkansas to play Alabama. I think it's going to be a great home game, especially for our seniors. It's senior night for them, especially against a ranked opponent. They need it heading into Auburn next week.
Yeah, no, I thought this was the perfect game to lead lead into the Arkansas week. Just like you guys said, a team they can like just absolutely beat up upon. Yeah, give them a little like confidence going into the next week against a ranked Arkansas. I mean, yeah, perfectly. I don't know how to say it. I mean, just a perfect game in every sense outside of the injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're
seeing Roydell go down was tough though. Yeah. I hated to see that. And JoJo Earl. He should have caught that though.
They said he was okay.
Everything went right. I think if you're Alabama right now, you need to feel really good about the place you're in. I think Bryce Young is still the Heisman front runner. I just don't know who else is. And I mean, we mentioned this last week. It is heavily favored towards quarterbacks, but there's no other quarterback that has as good a case as Bryce Young right now. And a name that cannot be ignored anymore that it already has on this show, I'd like to issue a sincere apology. Jameson Williams is making a case for one of the best receivers in college football right now.
Yeah, he's a blue semifinalist now.
Last five games, he's gone over 120 yards four times.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The production he's putting forth right now is, right now, not all season, but right now is close to Devontae Smith.
I was just about to say it's Devontae Smith-esque.
It's close to Devontae Smith numbers.
Do you think Bill O'Brien's finally seen, like, oh, hey, number one can run really, really fast by every single defender. Maybe we should throw it to him.
And catch really well.
But I think Bill O'Brien's brain works. Oh, he runs really fast?
Screen.
Direct snap.
He probably won't be that good on any inside routes. Let's just make him run go routes all game. Yeah. And that terrifies me.
Just run straight.
Either against Auburn or Arkansas, I think there will be a game coming up where Jameson Williams runs 99% straight line down the field. Because I don't have faith in Bill O'Brien's creativity.
Yeah,
I don't either. I mean,
Mechie and him literally just run straight and just throw it out there, Bryce.
Or they run like a 60-yard post.
Someone's got to be open down there.
Yeah.
Literally.
Slay just hit the nice slant.
Yeah.
Yeah, Slade's not a good job.
And then Cameron does the same thing.
I'm surprised we didn't see a Slade Wildcat this week.
Yeah. Direct snap. Next game, we have Oklahoma.
Trey Sanders era, by the way.
I hate to see Roydell go down, but I'm excited for the Trey Sanders era. I was at the game with Brandon, and I was telling him how excited I was for that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Next game. Oklahoma versus Baylor. I was a standalone on this one.
Wait, were you?
No, you weren't.
Yeah, she picked Oklahoma.
Yes, I did. I'm the only one that picked Baylor.
No, you're not. I picked Baylor.
Everyone picked Baylor except for me.
Oh, never mind.
Whoops.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks, Brandon.
That sucks. I could have sworn. I thought Jackson put Oklahoma.
I want to go back to the recording and just make sure y'all know that what I said was, I think Baylor's going to win, but I'm down so many points right now that I'm going to flip because I have to get some games back. Just want to point that out there. So before we go saying, oh, Brandon picked wrong, like, yeah, I was right. I'm not in a place to pick correctly, okay?
It feels so good because Oklahoma's horrible season and horrible
Baylor
quarterback room
this.
Have finally caught up to them.
We got some Spencer Rattler action, too.
Oh, my gosh. That was awesome.
I mean, it's...
What did he do?
He came in.
Yeah, he played snaps, which I never thought we'd be saying as something surprising. But it's very safe to say Oklahoma season is over. Oklahoma season is now.
Yeah, and they're not out of the woods yet. They got Iowa State this week, and they got Oklahoma State the following week. They could easily drop both, one if not both of those games.
You've really been pushing the Oklahoma State hype train, and I'm inclined to.
They're also at Iowa State this week.
I'm going with the Baylor.
That's not an easy game either.
I mean, look, if their quarterback room is going to play this poorly against a team like Baylor, how does anybody, you know, supporting Oklahoma expect them to win either of the next two games?
I wouldn't.
Because, again, no matter what level you're at, it's all about the quarterback, and Oklahoma hasn't had a quarterback all season.
I mean, they had Caleb Williams for a couple weeks.
They had Caleb Williams for a game and a half, and they had Spencer Rattler for, like, three games.
Yeah.
And they played no one those four and a half games, so.
They're miserable right now. And credit to Baylor. Baylor's going to find themselves in the Big 12 championship now.
Mm-hmm. Big win for them.
Yeah, this was a big win for Baylor, obviously. Especially how they played against TCU last week.
Yeah.
This is a big rebound win for them.
Yeah, I feel like they definitely were like, hey, that wasn't us playing TCU. We just went in there, underestimated them, and lost.
I feel like we've been high on Baylor for a little bit. You've been pushing
Baylor's
Baylor.
A good team. Baylor's a good team. They're you know.
I feel like no matter what sport it is, Baylor's always like 10 to 15. They're always somewhere in that 10.
Well, when it comes to basketball, they're number one.
I mean, basketball. Yeah. Oh, they're awesome.
Oklahoma can still compete for Big 12 championship.
I didn't go back to back.
No, I'm saying back to back, like in women's they've been there, and men they've been. That's what I'm saying back to back like that.
Yeah, gotcha. Not a basketball podcast.
Baylor's becoming like a sneaky good sports school.
Sneaky link.
Well, they got.
Yeah.
They got that bread. That's why. Oh, yeah. Anyway, next game.
Michigan versus Penn State.
This was an interesting game.
I was not surprised.
Well, Michigan got so lucky.
I mean, I'm surprised in the sense that Michigan didn't just like whoop Penn State. I mean, I totally thought that this game was gonna be like at least like a 10-14 point win.
Well, I don't understand.
I didn't think it was
gonna
be a blowout like that. No, I thought it was gonna be close like this. Honestly,
what I don't understand is the national narrative, like media narrative going into this was like. Michigan should beat Penn State. Like, Penn State's down. They're not very good. And everybody was like, this should be an absolute blowout. Then Michigan barely beats them. Barely. Very luckily beats them. And everybody's like, Michigan really proved themselves against Penn State. It's like, no. No, they did not. And I'll tell you something. Michigan, when it comes 2 weeks from now, when they got to play Ohio State, is losing by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
By a lot.
I'd be close.
Ohio State is probably going to sneak into the playoffs.
Ohio State's in the playoffs.
Oh, well, no. What are they for right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I mean.
They're going to be in. Yeah, they're not losing another game this year.
I mean, I don't see.
In the regular season.
I can see Michigan giving them somewhat of a close game, but I don't see them coming out on top. It'll be one of those classic games where just Ohio State pulls away at the end.
Yeah.
That's like how it goes about every year.
14. 21 points, I would say, yeah, it's probably accurate.
Yeah, but if you asked me, like, four or five weeks ago, I wouldn't have told you that Ohio State would be, like, four right now.
True.
I mean, like, I just don't get how Ohio State, like, keeps getting away with it. Like, you can cue, like, that little scene from Breaking Bad. How does he keep getting away? He can't keep getting away with this. But, yeah, I mean, just every year. I'm so sick of the Ohio State dominance. I just want them to fall eventually.
Ohio State.
Yeah, Michigan wrapped up Penn State pretty handily. They survived a Penn State rally late in the fourth, but great day from Hassan Haskins and freshman linebacker Junior Colson. On to the next.
Mm-hmm. All right, next game, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. I'm so happy Ole Miss won.
I
don't know why I didn't pick them. Forgive myself.
I don't know what happened in the locker room before this game. I don't know what Lane Kiffin said to them, but the defense for Ole Miss, which has been non-existent this year, came to play.
Oh, yeah.
Came to play.
A&M was not ready for first half of this game.
Oh, no.
They came back in the beginning of the second half, and then Ole Miss was like, we're not taking our foot off your neck.
Yeah, so... I mean, like I said, Ole Miss just, we've not seen their defense be competent, I guess would be the word.
It's been their offense all year.
Yeah. And they came out and just shut down the running game for A&M. And it worked well. I don't know. Ole Miss is good, I guess.
I mean, I'm so
confused with college football at this point.
It's hard to read into this game, especially because they're two SEC teams. They're so closely ranked. They've been on similar trajectories all season.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if the better team came out of this one with a win.
I still think Texas A&M is probably still the better team. It's just, I think it's a matter of,
but yeah,
A&M didn't come to play that night.
Yep. Ole Miss was
ready.
I
mean, yeah.
On the road.
I still, like, think, like, on paper, A&M's probably still better.
Oh, yeah. I would agree.
Yeah, but just one of those off nights for...
Yeah, and again, credit to Ole Miss for coming out ready to play. So, another big win for them, and they are...
Did any of y'all pick Ole Miss?
No, I think we were square across the board with A&M.
Because honestly, I wish I would have picked them. I was literally rooting for them the whole time.
No. Zach and Jackson picked Ole Miss.
Good job. Oracles. As you should have.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
All right. Next up. Oh, this is going to be fun. Mississippi State versus West Georgia. Awesome. Oh, so what happened to West Georgia? Let's talk about it. So, they were up, 28-3?
Did you say West Georgia?
Yeah, he's calling them West Georgia because they're on the border.
Okay,
he's
gotcha,
being
gotcha,
funny.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And he's not
I was confused for a second.
And like most Georgia teams, Auburn.
They choke.
No, they were up
28-3.
Oh, yeah. The Georgia teams like do really well with that lead, and here comes Mississippi State and Will Rogers, who threw 44
the
for 55,
comeback.
By the way.
Biggest
415
comeback.
Yards and 6 touchdowns. That's 43-34, Mississippi State gets the win. Bo Nix broke his ankle, kicker tears the ACL.
This is great to see if you're an Alabama fan, obviously. This puts Alabama in the driver's seat for the SEC championship game. I mean... I don't know how else to say other than I love to see Auburn lose. I mean, always a good Saturday when Auburn takes the L.
You know, to hand out a little credit.
Oh, Nick's just needs to look forward for the draft. That's it.
Really. I don't even think.
Senior season?
Yeah. I don't.
He'll have to stay one more year if he wants to get out.
I don't think he's ready for the NFL yet.
Fifth round. I mean, to give some credit where credit is due, we are normally a very anti-Bo Nix show. Bo Nix did not play awful.
No.
He did not play terrible.
No.
This is a pretty good stat line if you're just looking at it on paper. Yeah. But it also really sucks that he had his best game of the season when Will Rogers probably played one of the best games anyone's played this year.
If Mississippi State's not 6-4, Will Rogers is the front runner for the Heisman.
Absolutely. If they have two losses, I think he's front runner. Mm-hmm. It's those four losses, they weigh too much.
Yep.
But yeah, Auburn got smacked around.
This was bad.
It's a rough day for Auburn.
This was ugly.
Yeah, I mean, like, you look at this on paper and it looks like Auburn won.
Get your L.
Honestly.
Bing bong.
Will Rogers owns Auburn. Keep an eye on those trees, baby.
Yeah, I'm just one win away. That's all Alabama is. That's all I'm looking at it. Beat Arkansas and red.
Yeah, but they need to win the Iron Bowl, too.
That's always a need.
No foot off the gas in the Iron Bowl. No foot off the gas in the Iron Bowl. I don't care if they're hurt.
Yeah,
I don't care about anything. No foot off the gas.
Well,
but
Alabama
you don't
want to,
like...
ready to go for the Iron Bowl is almost a given.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like it's either a blowout... Like in any either way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you take the players out if it's a blowout, but you start the first half up like 45-0, that'd be fun.
Oh, okay. No, that would be fun. But really then again, Alabama is not a first half team, especially this year.
I mean, they did score 45 points in the first half this week.
New Mexico State. What about the rest of the season?
They were up 21-3 against Florida.
Yeah, and came back and almost lost
quarter.
The game.
I know.
Listen, come on now.
We're talking about the first quarter, of the first half. Anyway.
You need to finish through.
Alabama's back, okay? You're going to see it against Arkansas. They're going to beat
Auburn.
When
has Alabama been gone?
It was the fact that they lost to A&M. They were never gone, though. Nobody expected Alabama to lose to A&M.
You're making very bold claims
here,
sir.
No, I'm making factual claims.
I mean, they're not back. They've never been gone, Brandon.
Yeah, this is not Texas football, okay?
Don't pull an Ellinger.
Well, you can't even lie. After that Texas A&M game, we were calling into question a lot of these young guys. And I think since that A&M game, these young guys
have been crazy. I was never questioning Alabama's team in general.
Because
I was saying
the
things they needed to fix. Yeah.
Well,
the offense doesn't need to get as many penalties.
Well,
the defense needs to actually play.
Well, the problem's gone. Well, if you remember earlier, like in the season, like we were like one of the if not the cockiest team like in all of college football. Like we thought we Alabama no thought anymore, they were the best
against the wall.
Like, Alabama like just thought they were the point best coming off an undefeated season. They didn't think anyone was gonna beat them. Like
okay, that's any national championship. It was
a good thing. It's
team,
honestly a good thing that A&M humbled them. If it wasn't gonna be them, it would have been like in the playoffs.
We've talked about this after the A&M game. We said this like there have been teams that have come off national championship quality runs undefeated and then lost a game LSU. I wasn't really.
We're not starting that.
Stop saying them. I'm
saying,
like, you look at the year, you look at, you know, 2009, Alabama goes undefeated, they win the national championship. 2010 is a down year, they get humbled. 2011, they come back, they get humbled by LSU in one of the greatest games of football ever played, 96. And that game. And then they go out, they completely dominate the rest of the year, end up winning the national championship 21-0.
Yeah.
Same thing, you know, like, there are so many things and so many times that this team has been successful. This program has been successful after a loss, and this is another example of it. So, you know, we'll see when we go down the line. But let's get to the next game.
Next game.
Arkansas and LSU. Did you see the kicker?
This game, he can't dance, first off. Let's just say that.
Yeah, the gritty.
He definitely messed it up. Oh, but this game reminded me so much of the LSU-Texas A&M game when they went to, like, 7 overtimes. Even though they didn't go that far, but it was just so close and back and forth. Like there was never like a dominant team in this game at all. And so I think Arkansas needs to look at themselves and be worried because hey, LSU is not Alabama.
I don't know. I mean I just think LSU at this point is playing with house money. So there's a certain aspect of that in any kind of sport. When you play a team that has nothing to lose, I mean, they're going to just do anything. So,
well, everybody on this roster knows that the house Ohio practically State getting cleaned at the end of this year. Four.
Right, exactly.
Once Ogeron's gone,
top 25 is not out yet.
Yeah, week 12 is out.
Not the college football playoff.
The AP.
Yeah, AP's garbage. They have
LSU's on the brink of their first losing season since 99.
1990.
I think you can all but book it.
2005.
Yeah. It was the year before Nick Saban left Michigan State to take over LSU in 2000.
Wow. Les Miles.
A little history lesson.
Yeah, let me spit some little facts.
Yeah. Anyway, Wake Forest, NC State. This is kind of just
I called
war.
This game.
This is a fun game.
Wake Forest.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Two programs you don't hear that much about.
I'm glad that Wake Forest pulled through.
It was close.
It was close, but I never... Lost never a doubt. Faith. I never a doubt. When in doubt, finish it out. Mm-hmm. That's what. Yeah. That's what. Yeah.
Did I take Wake Forest last week?
I have no idea. I don't know, guys.
I know he took NC State.
I mean,
you're
the one with the Brandon, picks on your computer.
Brandon was talking about all that NC State
again. It doesn't matter.
I think I just get picked against Brandon every week.
I can't wait to talk about the UNC. Where's the UNC game?
The UNC game, they put Pitt, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
it was a good
game. I think all of y'all took... I know Jackson took UNC, pretty sure.
No way.
We all took Pitt.
Yeah, you did.
No,
I don't know.
Oh, we all took Pitt? No way. Again, we're going to talk about that game when we get to it.
No, that game wasn't as close, though.
Yeah, I mean, Pitt just came out to play.
Somehow still can't do it without...
As they should have.
200-yard rushers.
Yeah.
I'm glad they beat NC State.
And then finally, before we go to break, Oklahoma State embarrassed TCU. So bad.
Yeah, 63-17. TCU, again, coming off, like, such a big, like, week against Oklahoma. I mean, still lost, but, like...
It was close.
It was still a big game for their program, and to follow it up with this...
Yeah,
63-17.
Oklahoma State curb stomped them.
You know they scored 21 points in 2 out of the 4 quarters.
I know.
That's a little ridiculous.
It's probably the most excited I've ever been to say a sentence in my whole life. Oklahoma is no OSU.
Yeah, for sure.
No wonder TCU.
You're making
TCU
Brandon really smile hearing that.
I've been saying this all year.
I mean, Oklahoma got exposed this week. Look at this score. The score tells you all you need to know about
Aren't they playing Oklahoma State?
And I think every day I'm inching closer to Oklahoma State's going to win.
Let's just see. Oklahoma might get the revenge, try to make their run for the college football playoffs, trying to make their
run right into the hardest screen ever set by either Alabama, Oregon, or
Dominic Richardson.
No, but they had to get through the they had to get through the Big 12 championship first off.
He was a beast on Saturday.
I know. And Jalen Warren's their better running back.
Mm-hmm. 12 carries, 134 yards, and two TDs.
Oh, my God.
What a week.
All right, another game I want to talk about real quick is the Oregon-Washington State game. Oregon kind of struggled with them a little bit.
Oregon's been struggling all year now.
Oregon tends to play down to their
We'll talk about Oregon all throughout the year.
I mean, the one game where Oregon really truly showed out was Ohio State. Since then, they've just been playing down to like nearly everyone they've been playing.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break real quick, and we'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we're being bonged back. And let's get back to the news. Let's get to the news. All right. Who are the legitimate contenders to get into the playoffs? I'm going to start it off, and I have...
Say
the schools. Oh, yeah. I'd say the schools outside of Alabama and Georgia. We're threats.
Okay.
Oregon.
All right. So the legitimate teams. Legitimate teams for the college football playoffs are obviously number one and number two, Alabama and Georgia. Three, I have Ohio State.
Yep.
Four, I have.
We're not saying our top four. We're just saying teams who could get there.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Four, might even have to put Baylor in there now.
Baylor has two losses. It's impossible.
Yeah, but who knows? You know, they always want that two-loss team.
I still think Michigan State can make an argument to get in there. They got to beat Ohio State.
As we sit right now.
And then Michigan. I would say Michigan next.
No, I'd take Michigan State over Michigan. That's me, though.
It depends on how the season plays.
You're done.
Michigan. Then I got Oklahoma State.
Notre Dame?
Then Notre Dame.
I hate to say it, but they are.
Yeah. That's kind of what the question was going towards.
Then.
I give Cincinnati like a 10% chance to make it. Like, they have a bigger chance than 10%, but I don't really think they're going to end
Well,
the
I don't understand.
They're going to blow a game at some point.
I don't get how Notre Dame gets the nod right now over Cincinnati when Cincinnati beat Notre Dame, and Notre Dame... best win. Cincinnati beat them.
Did you see how Notre Dame played this week? Though? They played great. My God. You say they suck every time.
They do.
They can win by 100 points.
And anybody can win over 100 points against Virginia. Or any of the teams. Please tell me on their schedule anyone that scares you. FSU, which they barely beat. Meh. Toledo, no. Purdue has proven themselves. So that,
They're
iffy.
The spoiler makers.
Yeah. Wisconsin, meh. Cincinnati, they lost. Virginia Tech, USC, UNC, Navy, UVA, Georgia Tech, Stanford,
The fact Stanford
we didn't talk about this. What about Sanford putting up over 50 on Florida?
Talk about that.
I thought that was pretty funny.
That was the talk of the town.
Is Oklahoma State?
Yes. 100%.
They're definitely
the favorite out of the Big 12 right now.
As it stands, I think outside of Alabama and Georgia, it'll probably go, in my opinion, it'll go Ohio State, Oregon, Notre Dame, then probably Michigan State, Michigan, Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oklahoma.
No, Oklahoma State's over Oklahoma.
But factor in them possibly winning out. I mean, saying teams in the hunt.
Even if Oklahoma wins out, they're not going to make it.
No way.
No.
I
think Oklahoma State is going to win out as well, and I think they're going to make it over them.
Well, no. They both can't win out because they play each other.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I still think Oklahoma State would win that game.
I would agree, too. I'm just saying, as we stand right now,
That game could be really important for both teams.
Yep. I feel like it's going to be that. The season's going to come down to that game.
I think the same for Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State. These next two weeks, the
Big Ten's going to be decided about who can beat Ohio State.
Right.
And if no one does, it's Ohio State.
Yeah, but one of those three from the Big Ten is definitely making it.
It's going to be two SEC teams, a Big Ten team, and then some other conference.
It's going to be either Oregon or Big 12.
Or Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma's not making it. I don't even think Oklahoma State won't make the top four either. They're just a dark horse.
They're going to be realistically five or six.
It's going to go Georgia, Alabama, and then I don't want to. It's safe Ohio, to say Ohio State, State
at this point.
And I don't even know. I don't even know who four would be.
It sucks for Cincinnati.
I'd put Michigan State there, honestly.
If we're sitting here, let's say we time travel to December 5th, Selection Day. Who are you putting in?
Number one,
the four
Georgia.
That I just said. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and I want Michigan State in there.
I'm going Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, either Oregon or
I don't think Oregon.
Michigan. Michigan has to be the next one.
Yeah, I think I don't know if Georgia ever falls from number one, but Georgia, Alabama
beats them.
Yeah, I mean, ooh.
That's the only way Alabama's in.
Well, do you think we would finish number one? We beat them in the SEC championship?
Yeah, you'd have to.
I mean, they didn't put Michigan over Michigan State. I think that's dumb. They didn't put Michigan State over Michigan. But.
Because then it would be, look at the body of work. It would come down to, okay, Alabama just beat Georgia. Let's look at the bodies of work. Who did Georgia beat? Kentucky and Arkansas. Who did Alabama beat? Ole Miss, you know, Mississippi State, Arkansas.
Hmm.
It's just...
You know. Yeah, well, Georgia, Alabama, I think Ohio State makes it. I hate them, but that prestige, I just don't see them. I don't see them choking in the last 2 weeks of the season. This is all but theirs. And, I mean, if Cincinnati goes 12-0, as much as I don't think they deserve to be there over some of these other teams, it's going to be hard to keep them out.
Yeah.
And because they're not like a UCF. Like, I mean, they play as much as the college football playoff isn't putting that much weight into this Notre Dame win. They did beat Notre Dame, and Notre Dame was highly touted at the time, or higher than they are now.
I would say, so my four, I would go, obviously, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. And then I think Oregon ends up losing this week, so they have two losses. I think Cincinnati probably ends up losing. And then I think what's going to happen
What you think is going to happen, but won't happen.
I'm saying in my scenario that I'm talking about right now.
No, yeah, I know, but it's not going to happen.
How would it not happen?
You've been wrong.
When's your scenario? You do seem to be,
I think you're in last place, so I don't think it'll happen.
Okay, so what's your scenario?
But anyway. Go ahead.
I think Cincinnati's going to lose, and I know for a fact that 75% of this room agrees with me this week. I think Oregon's going to lose. I know 100% of the room agrees with me this week. 75 at least. So, I don't want to hear it. I think Oklahoma State probably wins out. And I think the argument then becomes after it's Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. The committee sits there with a one-loss Notre Dame, who doesn't play in a conference, and a one-loss Oklahoma State, who won their conference. I think the right thing to do is put an Oklahoma State bias aside. I think the thing that's going to happen for the committee is they're going to put Notre Dame in.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I would hate to see Notre Dame in so bad. I would hate it.
I think if it comes down to an Oklahoma State, one-loss Oklahoma State versus a one-loss Notre Dame, I think Oklahoma State should get the nod. But I think they're going to put Notre Dame in for the namesake.
Yeah, they can't keep getting away with this. He's right.
I don't think it matters because I think either Georgia or Alabama beats both teams pretty handily. It might be a little closer with Oklahoma State, but
Oklahoma State is not making the playoff.
Dude, I'm literally just saying that.
Notre Dame's getting blown out. I'm just agreeing with you. If they win out, Cincinnati loses, Oregon loses, Ohio State wins the Big Ten, which means that they have one loss and everybody else has two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you have Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State. And the only two teams, the teams you have left are one-loss Cincinnati, who's not getting in. two-loss Oregon, not getting in, one-loss Notre Dame, or one-loss Oklahoma State.
Well, isn't Michigan State one loss?
No, they'd have two because they play Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, in that scenario, yes.
Brandon does have a point. You were
so who gets in at that scenario. Point?
They're just going to get blown out.
So who gets the nod then?
Of course Notre Dame's going to make it in that scenario.
I don't want Notre Dame. Well, I'm just hoping that scenario doesn't happen, so.
I hope for Notre Dame's fans' sake, like, they're gonna hop online again to say, oh, we got a chance. And then they're going to lose by 40
exactly.
to whoever you want. Pick one of the three. They're not scoring more than 10 points, and they're not holding them to less than 30.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, all right, let's move on. Who's the Heisman candidates as of now?
Bryce Young.
I think C.J. Stroud is.
C.J. Stroud snuck his way in there.
Yeah.
I think he's right behind you, Bryce, right now.
I would.
I'd put C.J. over, like, Kenneth Walker and Matt Corral right now. C.J. Stroud is.
He's a quarterback.
He's anchoring Ohio State right now.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's carrying heavy.
True.
His back's going to hurt.
True.
But I guess my top three, if I had a pick today, would be Bryce, CJ, and Kenneth Walker probably.
Yeah.
I mean, those are just three standout players. I mean, Matt Corral is probably right outside of there.
I'd put Corral over Walker.
No, I put Kenneth Walker over Matt Corral personally.
I'm telling you, they don't give it to running backs unless they go crazy. I know he's having a good year. He's not going to win it if these three keep putting up these numbers.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me look at something up.
Oh, yeah, we got to compare him to Derrick Henry's year.
Was he the last running back to win it?
Top five I think Marvel movies. Black Panther.
Who was it? 16?
How many Heisman?
Wasn't that Lamar?
17 was.
Since y'all want to compare.
That was yeah, that was Baker. Then it was Kyler Murray. Then it was.
Burrow.
Yeah, then it was Joe Burrow. All right, Devontae.
Ready for this? There's been 85 Heisman winners, 85, and how many of? And I just saw 44 of those are running backs.
How many are quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean
probably the other half.
How many?
Well, no, there's been a defensive player, so it's not half.
How many of those running backs are? Prior to the turn of the century.
Let me look. A lot.
I mean, like, because obviously Reggie Bush was 2005. All right. But
there's been four. Well, if we want to go back to, like.
Give me from 2000 on, how many running backs will
2000 on, there's been three.
Yeah.
Yep.
Reggie Bush, Mark Ingram, Derrick Henry.
Okay.
It's going to be Kenneth Walker.
It's not. It's not going to be. It might have been Kenneth Walker in the 80s.
But like what? since 90,
if this was 1980, he has 2,000 rushing yards at this point.
Yeah, but like since 94, 95, 98, 99, and then 2005, 2009, 2015. I mean, that's pretty recent. A lot, a good amount of running backs recently.
Dude, the last
20 years. It's 20 years ago, but
four of the last five have been QBs.
Three since the turn of the century.
All right.
The millennium.
All right, I'm not saying he's gonna win. We all know Bryce is gonna win eventually.
It's right now. It's his award to lose.
Yeah. Well, does Bryce Young have a chance to go back to back? Do you think he could go back to back?
Here's the thing, if Bryce Young, here's the biggest catalyst. Bryce Young has to ball out against Georgia. Once they get there, yeah. If Bryce Young balls out against Georgia, it's his award and it's not even close because everybody's gonna be like, oh my god, did you see Bryce Young ball out against the best defense in the country?
He could throw
like,
two touchdowns if he throws no picks and 300 winner. Yards. It's
yeah,
his.
Winner done. It's
did,
over.
Did you guys see that Shannon Sharp made his own alcohol?
What?
What?
He's a cognac out now.
That was... Where did that... Where that
yeah. I just wanted to chase
now
him
I'm
to
just
call
curious.
Me all
there,
Skeel.
There's been one... since 1985, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 running back winners won the Heisman. Can you name them?
Mark Ingram.
That's Derek well outside Henry. Of well, I'll give you Henry Ingram and Bush. Those are the easy ones.
Yeah, Reggie Bush.
Herschel Walker.
No.
Herschel Walker was 82.
Juice, yeah. The orange juice, OJ.
That was
way early.
OJ did not.
He did
80s.
Win the Heisman.
Not in the '80s. They probably vacated it.
Oh, this is fun. This all is right. fun. All
right, all right.
Mark Ingram doesn't have it.
All right. I'll say there's one. Two.
Bo Jackson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I really
There's only like three other names that you probably get.
What's his name that plays for the Vikings running back? Didn't he win it? Dalvin Cook.
No, he didn't win the Heisman.
Dang it!
You only get two more of these.
I don't think any of them would be in the league anymore. Right? Because it's
no,
like 90,
none of the,
like
none of the other two that you guys would know
Can
are
you
not
give me
in the
years?
League. What?
Can you give me years?
years.
Of, like, when they won
So the first one's 1988.
Dickerson? Emmitt Smith?
Dickerson? No.
Barry?
O.J. Simpson won in 68.
Was it Barry? Oh. It could have been Barry.
I was going to say, like, I know O.J. did win
it. What? Barry Sanders is correct.
Yep.
Mm. And then the next one's in 98. Those are the only other two I think you guys would know.
Frank Gore?
Can you hear me at conference? Can you hear me at conference?
No.
Why?
It'll become obvious.
Is it SEC?
No.
Okay.
It's not an SEC player.
It's a Big 12 player?
I don't know, is it?
Yes, it is. And it's Darren McFadden.
No.
Adrian Peterson.
No.
Darren McFadden played at Arkansas.
No.
Now I'm thinking about it. Texas running? No, not a Texas. Yes? Texas running back?
Oh!
Wait, what year is it?
98.
Oh, what's his name?
You want me to tell you?
No, don't tell me.
Texas running back, 19.
Ricky Williams.
Did you just Google
it?
She Googled it.
I don't care. I want to win.
And then I'd know that man.
Since
85,
other running backs that won the Heisman are, so Bo Jackson, 85, Barry Sanders, 88, Rashawn Salaam, Colorado, 94, Eddie George, Ohio State, 95, Ricky Williams, 98, Ron Dane, Wisconsin, 99. Reggie Bush, Ingram, Henry.
We could start the discussion. No woman
but
has ever rocked
this,
a wedding dress as
it
hard
never,
as Ricky Williams
It is
has.
Not impossible. Kenneth Walker could go off. And he had five. Who do you have five touchdowns against?
It is definitely impossible.
Was that?
Can we go through the Heisman from 2010 on right now?
Yeah.
Because it's like, what, Cam Newton, Jameis Winston?
It's like QB, running back, QB,
I got you,
QB,
I got you.
QB.
Cam Newton.
All right, ready? I got you.
2010, Cam Newton. No. Yes. No.
All right, let's go from most recent to how, like, most recent Heisman and then, like, how far back we can go.
Devontae.
Burrow.
Murray.
Baker.
Jackson.
No.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Jackson,
Lamar.
Yeah.
Jackson was.
Derrick Henry.
2013 was Cam. Mm. No, it was.
No.
Is that Marcus Mariota?
Yep.
Then Cam Newton.
No. 2012 was, it was a quarterback. It was.
What?
He was in the ACC.
Yes.
He was Jameis Winston.
Yes.
Jameis Winston.
And then before Jameis.
2011? Cam.
No.
RG3.
Yeah.
No.
Wait. RG3 didn't. Did he win that?
Oh, no, Johnny Football.
You're watching. You're literally looking
No. Right. I'm not.
Put your phone up.
You're right.
Then RG3.
Then Cam Newton.
Then Mark Ingram. Then Vince. No, it was 2008?
Well, hold on. It doesn't have years next to it. So 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015. What?
Mark Ingram won in 2009.
So what is Devontae with the
2020?
2020, 2019 is Burrow.
Yep.
Yes.
2018 Kyler, 2017 is Baker, 2016 is Lamar, 2015 is Henry, 2014 is Marcus, 2013 is Winston, 2012 is Manziel, 2011 is Robert Griffin, 2010 is Cam, 2009 is Mark Ingram, and 2008 is.
Where did they play?
It's gonna give it away.
Who won the national championship in 2008? Texas. So it was Texas.
It's gotta be.
No. It was.
I don't know who's next.
Tim Tebow.
The 2008 national championship game was.
It was Tim Tebow was the Heisman 2008.
Well,
he was 2007.
Mm-hmm. He was 2007. But he was not.
He didn't go back to back. Yeah, that's right. 2008 was. Who was the Ohio State quarterback? No. Clemson quarterback? No.
No.
Sammy Slay.
Sam Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then Tebow. All right, now this is where it gets tough. Before Tebow.
Wasn't that Young?
Mm-mm.
No. He's in there somewhere,
He's
though.
He's in there in, like,
I don't think you guys will get this one.
2007.
What team?
Yeah, can you give us a team?
Ohio State. I believe. It looks like Ohio State. Yeah.
I'm not going to look at the name. I want to see.
No.
Quarterback?
No, I don't think so.
Wide receiver?
You probably
see
a running back or a wide receiver.
No, he wasn't a running back. He wasn't on the list.
So,
well, I've never heard of this guy, so Troy Smith.
Quarterback,
that's, okay, so it was, before Troy Smith.
Vince. Nah, I'm keep saying it.
Too, it's not Vince Young is not RG3. On this list.
RG3. Reggie Bush is before, right?
No, before Troy Smith is Matt Leinart. And then from there, you're never going to get it.
It was 2005. Reggie Bush, and then who?
Jason White,
yeah.
Carson Palmer, Eric Crouch, Chris Wehnke.
No. Palmer winning a Heisman Trophy. No, 2005 was Reggie Bush. He's right after Troy Smith.
Well, yeah, it was on this list. It took it was vacated. All right, so but Bryce Young will be joining these fellows soon enough. But move on. We've been talking about Heisman for too long.
Let's take a break and go to picks.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Bing bong.
Welcome to part three. I have not get
to say it yet.
Bing bong.
All right, first game. Let's start with the picks. We have number 22, San Diego State, taking on UNLV. I'm going with San Diego State.
San Diego State.
San Diego.
I will never. You'll never catch me picking UNLV ever for football.
It'd be fun, but San Diego State.
Don't they have like a slot machine when you like get a turnover or something like that? Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
They do play in Allegiant Stadium, which is
that's also pretty cool.
Pretty sick.
I mean, that should be more attractive for like
recruits. Yeah, absolutely.
It's UNLV.
Okay.
If they got a big time coach, can you imagine if like Urban Meyer went there?
That would be insane.
Urban Meyer and
Urban Meyer would make him relevant.
I think Urban Meyer and Las Vegas would just.
You guys make me think about it over the weeks. I actually do think Urban Meyer would get hired in college again.
Yeah,
absolutely,
obviously.
But
everybody picked San Diego
for his wife's sake. He better not take the UNLV job.
All right, next game we have number 16 NC State against Syracuse. I have NC State.
I have NC State.
I think this is gonna be a close game though.
I don't know. Syracuse is coming off a bad loss to Louisville.
You should have picked Syracuse. You backed your school.
That's not my school.
Mm. What are you picking?
NC State. Why are you... Listen, the last few times we've gone on the air, you've been at my neck, and I don't know what's the deal here. Yeah, did I do something to you?
I'm just keeping you in order.
Okay.
All right, what?
North Carolina State.
Yeah.
I'm going Syracuse.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Next game, we have number 10 Oklahoma State against Texas Tech. I'm going with the Wright Cowboys, Oklahoma State.
I got Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I think this win is going to be really impressive for Oklahoma State.
Yeah, it's going to be
nice. I think it'll be like a 63-17 again. And I think it'll be just an absolute mauling this game.
That'd be crazy.
Oklahoma State's fight for legitimacy.
Continue.
All right, so then now we get the upset of the week, Charleston Southern playing number one Georgia.
The spread isn't even there.
I'm going with
Charleston Georgia. Southern beats Georgia. No, I'm not going to put that on recording, actually.
No.
Because if it does happen somehow, I'm not doing it.
If Charleston Southern beats Georgia, it defeats everything I know about college football.
Yeah, that's a better one.
Next game, we have number 4 Ohio State against Michigan State. I'm going with Ohio State.
Do we need to pick?
Yes. No. I'm going with the Ohio State.
Yeah, no, we were talking about the Georgia game. But yeah.
This game will be
Ohio State
really, really fun. I think Ohio State ends up pulling away late, though. Maybe 10-point
You're picking,
win.
Brandon's picking Ohio State. Where are y'all picking?
Like,
I don't even get to say it anymore.
I like really...
Because I saw it on the screen.
I want to take Michigan State because, like... Sorry. I really think this is... Oh, well, this is in Columbus, too. I'm going to... You know what?
Normally, your picks are wrong.
I mean, I only got two wrong.
Gotcha.
He is only second behind me.
No, I mean...
Okay, I'm just going to pick Ohio State. I want to pick Michigan State because that's who I have going to roll into the fourth seed come for college football playoffs. But at the end of the day, Ohio State's going to win this game.
Next game, we have number 8, Oklahoma against Iowa State. I'm going Boomer Sooner.
I'm going Iowa State. I don't think the Oklahoma team can function with no solid quarterback, and clearly they don't have that. So
yeah, I mean,
Iowa State's not bad.
Remember when Lincoln Riley was the quarterback whisperer?
Mm-hmm. I could also see, like, I mean, them coming out angry. I can see Oklahoma winning.
And it's at home.
I think
Iowa State is not necessarily anything scary.
They're not, I mean, they're not anything to overlook, though.
No, yeah, I'm not denying that. But
they've
like,
had some pretty good wins this year.
I still think it's going to take a ranked team level to beat Oklahoma still.
Fair enough.
I don't think they're one of the ranked teams I'll lose to an unranked team.
I mean,
you kind of talked me out of my pick. I'm
going, you know, I gotta stick with it because I've been subscribed to it all year. I think Iowa State pulls out a close one here. I think Oklahoma plays really ugly, but it's still really close. And I think that's just a testament to how good the rest of this roster is.
All right, Prairie View A&M. Never heard of them before.
Don't, you're right next to Texas. You know which one I mean. Not too far. Number 11, Texas A&M against Prairie View A&M. I'm going with Texas A&M.
I would hope so. Obviously. I really would hope so.
You know what? If it was prime times HBCU, honestly,
Jacksonville, was it Jacksonville State?
Yeah, if it was them.
Or no, it's Jackson State.
Jackson, yeah.
I would go with them, honestly.
Did anybody see, did we get any feedback from the TCU primetime interview for coaching?
What?
This Monday? Wasn't he interviewing for the TCU job Monday?
No.
He was?
I mean, someone said that.
I don't think.
I thought we talked about that last week on the show.
No, we talked about where he can go.
Oh.
TCU. Let me see. I'm looking it up. TCU.
I thought that was a rumor.
That's what I thought.
TCU hasn't ruled out Deion Sanders, but football coach search is focused on others.
They need to get Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders addresses TCU football job report. In quotations, never believe the rumors.
It's okay. He'll make Jackson State a ranked team soon enough. Mm.
He also has said other schools are interested as well.
Florida State.
Because I would hate that.
These programs know he can get recruits.
All right.
He brought in like a few 4-stars and a 5-star to Jackson State.
Yeah. How's Clemson? All right, moving on.
Number Clemson, 12, Wake Forest against Clemson.
How's
I'm
Clemson
going,
favored?
I'm going with, because defense Wake Forest. Yeah.
Vegas?
What
do you
going,
guys know?
They know a lot. Everything. I'm going with Wake Forest, but hey, I will not be surprised with the Clemson upset here. Because Clemson wants to make a name for themselves still, even though their season is completely downhill. We haven't talked about them in weeks.
This is going to be an utter domination by Wake Forest. Their offense is just steamroll Clemson.
I have Clemson.
Of course you do.
Why are you so angry with me?
I don't know. I'm keeping you in order. All right.
Look at the line.
You're telling me. Are you making your picks based off the line? Well, actually, you're not because you have more picks.
All right.
You know, you do you, man. I'm just
saying. It's also actually, I don't think Wake Forest is very good.
Okay. All right. Your opinion, man.
Jackson's taking Wake Forest.
I'm going to take Wake Forest. As much as I want to pick Clemson in that defense. Nah, screw it. I want to pick Clemson in that defense. I'm taking Clemson at home.
Wow.
All right.
Clemson, they only have a 4-point. That means people are waking up and realizing that, hey.
They're waking up and smelling the roses.
It's Wake Forest. All right, next we have number 19, Purdue against Northwestern. As we've said many times on the show, what is a Northwestern football team? We're going with Purdue all across the board.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Next.
Illinois and Iowa. Yeah, Iowa, 12-point favorite.
I'm going with Iowa. They're at home. And their favorite to win.
Yeah, I have
and they've been playing better football now.
I can like see an Illinois upset here.
Okay.
There's a very special magic that's been placed onto the field.
Don't write me down for it.
It's been placed into the each stitch of every Illinois jersey, and that magic is directly tied to the incredible, magnificent, handsome, outstanding, great play-by-play commentator Tony Romo. Illinois is going to pull it off.
Nowhere near the best.
Oh, Illinois is going
to
pull it off.
That was the worst roundabout way to mention a Cowboy player I've ever heard.
Yeah,
Illinois
is going to pull it off. Oh, I think Iowa's the most overrated team in college.
Oh, they're super overrated. Like, they're going to be Illinois.
The fact that they were like ranked 3 the first 4 or 5 weeks of the year, I mean, that's just shocking to me. I mean, seeing the way they played against an injured Penn State team and who did they just recently play that they lost to?
Iowa?
Yeah.
Purdue?
Yeah, and Purdue. So.
Anyway.
Let's move on.
Next game. Number 9, Notre Dame against Georgia Tech. I have the Fighting Irish, obviously.
I have the Irish fighting this game.
They're going to knock them out.
I hate Notre Dame.
They're going to beat that bum.
Yeah, I don't want to take them.
They're
going to
beat up Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pick at Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm. They're going to beat them up.
They're going to beat them up. Next game, we have number 5, Cincinnati against SMU. I am going to go with Cincinnati. Only because it's at home. But I definitely think SMU can beat Cincinnati. SMU can definitely beat Cincinnati. But only because it's at home. And Cincinnati wants to be proven so bad.
All good things must come to an end. But Cincinnati's top five rank will come to an end this week.
I'm going with SMU. I'm changing my pick because I was talking.
Oh my gosh! No, three things.
That's not why.
No, she likes to copy my picks.
That's not why. Please, I don't like to because I'm winning literally in picks. So please don't ever say that again. The reason why I'm going with SMU is because in the last two shows, I've been saying SMU is the only team that can beat Cincinnati left on their schedule, and we've been talking about them. So if you want to go back 2 and 3 episodes, I've been saying that for weeks now.
I don't even have to say anything. I said this from week 4. So, SMU. I don't care what the line is. The line could be 21. It's 11. I don't care. SMU's winning this game.
SMU.
What do you have, Jackson? Did you pick?
Smack him in the mouth.
All right, if the three of you are picking SMU, I'm not.
Oh my God,
SMU.
Don't follow
Cincinnati.
The leader.
Okay.
What do you mean don't follow the
He's
leader?
Behind.
You all taking SMU. I don't like Cincinnati. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. SMU is going to give them a heck of a game. But Cincinnati's at home.
Pony up.
And I'm a little bit more subscribed to the theory of you are what your record says you are.
Also,
except Oklahoma. Oklahoma stinks.
Also, I have some friends that play on the SMU team, so I have to go with them. Number 6, Michigan against Maryland. I'm going Michigan. They're going to make a statement out of Maryland.
I mean, I have Michigan. We're not going to see anything.
Michigan
anytime,
is going to absolutely
challenge Michigan. Until
Maryland's not
going to
challenge them. I'm sorry.
I got it. I'll do it.
I just want to do it.
All right.
Time.
So, are we all taking Michigan?
Are you taking Michigan?
Yeah, I'll take Michigan.
Michigan, 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 Michigan.
Next game, number 18,
big, the
Wisconsin
battle of the red teams.
Against Nebraska. I'm going with them Badgers.
I'm going with Nebraska. I still have no faith in Wisconsin.
I was going to go with Nebraska, too. Nebraska's shown a lot in the last couple of weeks. They're not a bad team, but they're not a good team either.
Give me the Badgers.
I don't know how Wisconsin's ranked 18th right now, if I'm being totally honest.
Next game, number 21, Pittsburgh against Virginia. Give me the Pit. I'm going 21.
The Pit?
Yeah.
What's their mascot?
I honestly can't remember.
The Panthers.
Do not know.
The Panthers. Pittsburgh Panthers.
I literally just got a Bleacher Report update saying that Deion Sanders said that no to the TCU rumors. Literally just got that update.
Oh, wow.
Phone's listening to me.
5 minutes ago.
The phone is listening.
You heard it from me first.
I don't care.
Next game.
Whoa.
I thought he picked. He picked Pittsburgh, too, I thought.
I did. Yeah. I'll take it, Virginia.
Oh, my God.
Pittsburgh doesn't impress me.
You're going for a big upset week.
Pittsburgh does not impress me.
I actually don't think you've picked a favorite.
Are you literally just picking just to try to beat us? You need to pick us.
I picked Michigan and I picked Ohio State.
You need to pick based off of football.
And Georgia.
And technically,
I'm picking off of football. Pittsburgh would have laid a stinker last week against any other team other than UNC.
Okay.
UNC doesn't win games unless their running backs go for 300 yards. Pittsburgh is not a good program. I don't know why they're ranked 21st. They're going to lose to Virginia.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad that you gave a good thought. Nice speech.
It's not an...
Next game.
UAB, Birmingham.
UTSA. I'm going with UTSA. They are still undefeated. Them good old Texas teams. You know, Texas football.
That's crazy they're undefeated because I did not know that.
They are undefeated. You should know your football facts.
Who are you going
to
go with?
I don't need to worry about 20 through 25. They're not making any noise. If you pick UAB here, you're just not smart.
I was going to pick UAB. Okay.
Really?
No.
They're 4-point dogs. They're pretty good.
Yeah, but like, UAB? When was the last time you heard anything about UAB?
They won CUSA last year.
Yeah,
last year.
They went 9-1.
Okay, yeah, and... Clemson was still good last year.
This is a situation where he wasn't informed of the situation and he can't.
I have UAB.
Himself.
Go Blazers.
It's okay, Jackson.
Anyway.
Next
Again,
game.
Again, it's UAB. I dare you to name me somebody on
UAB. Did you take UAB?
Exactly. Yeah, name me somebody on UAB right now.
I wish I could.
But I also couldn't name anyone on UAB.
I'm
going to
go with. UTSA is going to get a taste of a little Alabama football, but not from the Tuscaloosa team. They're going to get beat by UAB.
Dude, Alabama football outside of Tuscaloosa is terrible.
He's picking UAB.
I know.
Did you pick
crazy.
UAB?
Yeah, I picked UAB.
We're riding.
All right.
Loser.
Next game, 14 BYU against Georgia Southern. I'm going with them Brigham Young boys.
Yeah, BYU. Let's not.
Yeah. I have not picked BYU yet.
So are you going to keep going?
That's right. Well,
why?
All right, next game, we have number 13, Baylor against Kansas State. I'm going with Sikkim Bears, obviously.
They're only 1-point favorites for some
reason. That does not seem right.
Yeah. I bet you it's changed now. Let me
look at it. All right, yeah, I'm still rocking the Baylor Bears. They're gonna be hot right
now. They're really hot right now.
I mean, they're yeah.
It's even right now, actually.
All right, Baylor over Kansas State. We all take Baylor.
It's because Baylor's not at home. They're on the road again.
Baylor.
Yeah, I got Baylor.
Baylor.
What do you take? Kansas State. Why not?
All right. Okay. Next game.
It's not like my picks matter.
You could come back.
You just don't try.
Yeah. I would just have to win everything.
And we have to lose everything, basically. Pretty much. That's not going to happen.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So next game, anyway. We have number 17, Auburn against South Carolina. This is going to be a tough pick because Auburn is out of their precious quarterback, Bo Nix, and out of their kicker, too. So I feel like this is a tough pick, but isn't their backup's pretty good, huh?
TJ Finley.
I'm going South Carolina here.
This is the easiest
pick. I do not like Auburn without Bo Nix. Me and Brandon for once are seeing eye to eye.
Most important player on any football team, quarterback. Leading scorer on any football team, kicker.
Oh.
So what? I'm taking.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. So I'm taking South Carolina.
The only reason why I'm going to go with South Carolina here is because they're at home and their defense
and
is pretty good.
And you like to copy me and Brandon.
Do not copy anything from you guys because I'm literally winning. I would wish you guys would stay safe.
It's free real estate.
TJ Finley's going for 400.
All right.
Next game, most important game of this week.
What?
I'm just messing with you.
It's actually
number
the most
three,
important game.
Number three, Oregon against number 24, Utah. I'm going with them Ducks. I'm going with Oregon Ducks. I hope that they make a statement. I know they're at Utah, but this is the game for them to really prove. If they can, because Utah is on the uphill climb
this
game.
I said this weeks ago. Utah is winning this game for fun.
Just give me the team that mascot quacks.
Really? Okay. Utah's winning this game for fun.
I think I'm going to have
give me,
to.
And then for the next.
Wait. No.
I'm going to have to stay safe and roll with Oregon.
Okay. Next game. We have number 15, Ole Miss. Against Vanderbilt, I'm going with Hottie Toddy any day.
Yeah, we're Ole Miss.
Yeah, don't sleep on Vandy, man.
Stop it.
Vandy.
I'm putting Vanderbilt down.
We have some tough
games. So if you want an automatic loss.
I think the 36.5 spread is too generous.
Well, we're not taking against the spread.
I'm just saying Vandy's going to make that game close.
Okay, well, you get Vandy then.
No, I didn't say I picked Vandy.
Next game,
we have Texas against West Virginia. Honestly, this is a coin flip, honestly. Texas plays good, and then they always choke.
A few stinkers in
West Virginia has been playing good, but they've also been choking, too.
Rivalry. Yeah.
I'm going with West Virginia since they're at home.
Yep.
I'm going to go
West Virginia.
I'm going to go with Texas.
Mountain Mama.
Give me Texas.
West Virginia in West Virginia just feels too good. That's too many syllables for them not to have a good game.
Did you pick West Virginia?
Yeah, I'm taking West Virginia.
Next game, we have Minnesota against Indiana.
Minnesota.
Indiana's been playing some good football lately.
PJ Fleck?
In what world?
Yeah, I'm just messing around. All right, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
You get cold like Minnesota.
Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota.
What do you use?
Yeah, Minnesota.
What did you say?
Yeah.
Nothing.
All right,
Minnesota.
UCLA.
You'll hear it on the rerun.
Against USC.
I'm
going with go. What?
Wow.
He's joking.
You're not gonna go back and listen to the film.
He's joking.
I just skip all the parts where I hear your voice actually.
See now he's just returning the favor. Yeah. All right, let's go. UCLA, USC.
I'm going with the Bruins. Go Bruins.
The Bruins.
Yeah. Bruins.
The eye is just silent. Bruins.
Ruin.
The Bruins.
They ruined the day.
UCLA, I don't trust anything from USC ever.
They have no coach.
If everybody's going UCLA, I'm going USC.
Again, a follower.
They literally have no coach.
How am I a follower?
Yeah, who is he following?
For picking, for not following the group.
Next game, California gets Stanford. Stanford needs a comeback.
The band is on the field.
Yeah.
God, if you win the picks competition, I'll get you a Webster's Dictionary.
Wait. Let's pause the picks real quick. We forgot to mention how the Baylor fans and
students stormed
the field early before the field goal. That was funny. That was crazy. Everybody's like, get back. I don't know if you guys seen the TikTok.
You don't know me what? Like
there's
that.
There's a TikTok of the guy running the field early.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa. The quarterback's jumping. And he's like, oh, crap, bro. Bro, we did it early. Get off the field. And he, like, ran on the side. Like, that was just a mess. And, like, I said it was just a mess. Is there anything else?
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening. Yeah. Everyone's coming for each other.
And then the announcers were like, attention, please get off the field. The game is not yet over.
It was over at that point.
All right, so
it was over. All right, I'm going with Stanford for
California.
Cal.
Aaron Rodgers, baby. Cal. Again, I'm making it my life mission to find the most obscure ways to pick these games.
Okay. What are you going to say?
Call me the Red Hot Chili Peppers because I'm dreaming of California.
All right. What do you...
California.
Okay. All right.
That was a good one.
That was pretty good.
Next
game? Next game, we have Florida against Missouri. I'm going with Flo Rida.
Missouri is not swampy. We've been through this. We've been... How many times do I have to say it for you guys to understand?
I'm sorry. When you give up 52 points to Samford, I'm rocking Missouri here.
I am in misery. Yeah,
we're Wow. You're going with Missouri?
Yeah.
I'm a standalone on this one? Oh, boys.
I'm only doing song references for the next few games.
Next game, we have Memphis against Houston. I'm curious to see how
you pull this one out.
I'm going
with... I don't know anything with Memphis or Houston.
I'm going with Sipping on Fofos. Y'all don't know nothing about that. I'm going with Houston.
Wait, I didn't hear you.
It's a Houston song. You don't know nothing about that. You don't know about that chopped and screwed.
I like Houston. I think they're a good team. But I'm walking with 10 feet off the Beal. Give me Memphis. I'm walking in Memphis.
Oh, my god.
I like Memphis, too, but...
That was a good song.
I sadly don't have a song reference,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, I didn't have one for Houston, so I'm going with Memphis.
The only Houston, like, reference I know is the Houston Fornication from
China. We could sing the Drake song. Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. There's so many we could have gone with.
That means we need to pick UNLV.
Memphis came first, so... All right, Houston, everybody else?
What'd you pick? Jackson?
I'm going to go with Memphis. I think Amone Bates is really good at basketball. I think it's gonna rub off.
This is football.
I'm fully aware.
Okay. All right. So next game we have Louisiana against Liberty, and I'm from Louisiana. I'm going with Liberty.
Oh, that was mine! No!
That was like, give me Liberty or give me death.
Let's go. By the way, from now on, puns only for your picks.
Puns only.
From now on, like this continues into next week, but.
Next game.
Hold on.
Oh, wait. Wow. What are you going to sing? Are you looking up songs?
I'm going to do another Red Hot Chili Pepper one, but I'm not going to.
Call it Louisiana.
Oh.
I'm taking Louisiana. Because he didn't get the clever wordplay right there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You don't know the little Wayne's best part ever?
I'm messing with you.
I got Louisiana. All right, I don't have a pun for this one.
Next game.
Y'all did too well on that one.
Next game. Oh, you're on Louisiana on that one?
Yeah.
Okay, next game. We have number 2 Alabama against number 25 Arkansas. I'm going with Sweet Home Alabama.
I have a movie quote. From a nice Forrest Gump.
Oh, God.
Let's go. Let's take Alabama.
That's who I'm going with.
So you got Dixon and Delight.
Worked hard all week.
Oh, God. I gotta think.
Dude, there's so many.
Wait, hold on. Just out of curiosity, can you think of anything, like, any like reference of Arkansas? If you were to pick Arkansas,
Walmart? No.
Oh, no.
I'm like Wally World. I would just say Wally World.
I was singing a song about
Walmart.
I would have thought it like started in like Texas or something.
Nope. No. Arkansas. But, why do you think? Oh my gosh.
What?
I'm
what?
Get on him right
no, 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 no. Why? What?
It's I can't believe you guys pronounce Arkansas like that.
Oh, Alabama. Okay.
What am I supposed to be?
There's just so much. Jerry Jones, all that. What do you think?
Imagine if I said I'm going with Jerry Jones.
But you know Arkansas.
The Walton family.
The Walton family, they own an NFL team. You know that, right?
Which team?
I'm trying to figure out which one.
Look it up. I continue to think of fun that I'm going to do. Because I don't know.
I remember which one they own.
Man, Jerry Jones has been having way too many good weekends recently. Know. So,
All right, I'll go with an easy one here for my pick.
No, Jerry Jones
Call me Bad Paisley and play me some old Alabama.
Woo!
He's the one that's married to a Walton.
Oh, play me some old Alabama.
And Walton.
It's going to be a Crimson Tide, Crimson Blood. Bath.
Crimson Tide. Wait. We need score predictions.
Ooh.
Yeah, we need to get our score. We're
20 and a half point favorite. No. I'm going with, this is going to be a game. We're going to win. Alabama going to win 40. 40? 40 or 42. I'm with 42. I have 42 to 17. With the 40, I have 40 to 12.
I have exactly Alabama covering 42-21 Alabama. But I don't think they'll put. I don't think they're even gonna put up 21 points.
50.
No, 17. It's gonna be like 45-10.
52-17. All right. 45-10. 52-17. 45-10. Why are we fighting? I'm giving my answer.
Yeah.
You asked me for my answer.
All right.
Tell him.
Bryce Young, as of right now, has 33 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He's going to finish the season with 40 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, starting against Arkansas, where he throws 4 touchdowns en route to a 42-13 victory.
Woo! I also feel like 2 of the 3 picks that Bryce Young has aren't even as
fun. Bogus. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel the like they were like, I know for a fact at least one of them were tipped.
Honest, I mean, like Bryce Young has been having an incredibly impressive season. It's even more impressive from a purely statistical standpoint, which is kind of crazy.
Some would say he's having a record year, which is another song reference.
All right, Eric Church.
I'm on fire.
But
call me Pitbull.
We're bringing it back.
What's one thing we are all looking forward? We are exactly looking for in this game versus Arkansas.
Enjoying our last senior.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be a sad. This is gonna be a sad day for the seniors at Alabama.
That's what I'm.
Last game for seniors as seniors.
Just shut up, Jackson.
Yeah, I'm excited for Trey. Sanders.
Trey Sanders? Oh, yeah. I'm very excited. I'm excited to see Slade back there.
Bing bong, it's Trey Sanders.
No, I'm just kidding. But I don't want to see them split carries, but I definitely want to see Trey Sanders get his fair share, which he will. Definitely will. I also want to see our defense play another good game. I really want to see them, like less than 10 points. That's all I really can ask for. If the defense really needs that momentum going into the Auburn game, and if I don't know if we don't have it, and if Alabama doesn't have it versus Arkansas, Alabama needs to have it defensively versus Auburn, because Auburn's a very key game for momentum going into the SEC championship game, and if the defense is rolling, it's gonna be very hard for Georgia to beat Alabama.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what I'm excited for. I'm excited to see Jameson Williams continue his 120 yard. Receiving streak.
I'm looking forward to John Mechie.
Yeah, John Mechie's been a little quiet, even though he's had like.
Well, he's playing.
He's playing fine, but like number two. He hasn't been exactly making as much noise as Jameson.
No. I really think Jameson's gonna go for.
Is Jameson Williams the best receiver in the country? Is he better than Garrett Wilson or Chris Olave? Probably.
I mean. If we're talking last 4 weeks, there's nobody better than Jameson Williams right now. If we're talking about end of the year, who are we gonna rank? I don't know if he gets to number one. But hey, he could if he goes for 150 against Arkansas and another 100 yard game against Auburn, which I think is totally realistic.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah, do we have any other games we want to look forward to, look over?
Nope.
But I guess.
Yeah, the Cowboys are taking on the.
No!
Stop with the Cowboys!
In Arrowhead.
Stop with the Cowboys. All right. On that note.
Elliott did have a good game.
On that note, no, I think.
He was great.
He had 2 touchdowns.
Pass blocking. Those.
He had 2 touchdowns.
Rammed him in.
We say sayonara.
This is 4th and goal. We say sayonara. Till next week.
Adios.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for listening. Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Thank
Bing
you guys bong. For listening.
So loud.
I am your host, Janae Lazenby.
I am Zach Gaines, Bing bong.
I am Jackson, Bing bong, DeLulo.
Oh my gosh.
I hate all of you.
Thank you.
Brandon Mraz. We'll talk to you guys next
week. And now
thank
a message
you. Have a great
from
week.
Our sponsor.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.